what a privilege it has been for me to have grown up at Black Rock Church with Pastor Albie. He's one of the finest speakers that I've heard. I've heard many. And so I'm so grateful for his faithfulness to the Lord and preaching the word. And I'm so glad that you're able to share with us this morning.
It's a joy and a privilege for me to minister the word today to you, my brothers and sisters. Our scripture lesson is taken from Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Here the psalmist makes a prayer, and this is it. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. And this is the word of the Lord. For many years, I went without a GPS. My old Honda Civic was not equipped with one, and I didn't think I needed one. I thought I knew the roads pretty well. But recently, I did get a GPS, and I have had more fun with that and learning how to use it. I have a young great-grandchild that can teach me how to use it, and I have just had a lot of fun. Well, the more I thought about it, the more I came to the conclusion, you know, God works in much the same way as a GPS works. And it was kind of a new thought for me, and I'd like to share that with you today. So, a few lessons from a GPS. The first lesson, you have to turn it on to make it work. I had to attend a funeral a few weeks ago. My seminary roommate passed away. The funeral was in Massachusetts, and I wanted to be there. I wanted to leave on time, but a few things happened that were beyond my control, and I left a little late for that, and I thought, I can't take the time to set that thing going, and so foolishly, I didn't turn it on. I thought, well, I've been there once before, I think I can find it. Well, I didn't find it. I was 30 minutes late for the funeral, and I found out later that I had gone within a half a block of the church where the funeral was, but I missed it because of my own stupidity and because I had not turned on the GPS. It has to be turned on if it's going to help. And you know, that's so true with our relationship with God. It has to be real before it's going to do us any good. So many of us are stubborn, proud. We want to have our way. We make our own decisions. We set our own goals. And we never bring God into the process. And the tragic result is that we waste time, we waste our lives sometimes, and we just don't accomplish in life all the potential that God has given to us. Well, how do you turn it on? How do you have that relationship with God? One has to come before a holy God and confess, I am a sinner. Lord, I am so sorry for my sins. And with your help, I promise to give them up and to live my life for you. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior and the Lord of my life. I want Him to guide me. I want Him to give me the directions. And I promise to follow when He does. That's the beginning of a new relationship with God. And it opens the door for His guidance in our lives. The second lesson that I learned from a GPS was, it knows where you are at all times. And so does God. You know, I used to wonder as a young person, how can God hear the prayers of so many people all at once? And it really confused me. But after I got used to my GPS, I asked a few questions, and I found out that that simple little GPS can help thousands of people all at the same time. And so can God. He's not limited as we are. His attention span is great. He is able to minister to the needs of all of us at all times. And He knows where we are at all times. One time I ran out to the garage and I was in a hurry and I started to set my GPS while I was in the garage. Guess what the GPS said to me? Are you inside a building? I jumped. How did they know that? But they knew where I was. Then I got out on the highway and I looked at the little screen and there's a representation of my car still going down the road. And every turn was registered right there. The GPS knows where you are all the time. And so does God. God knows. Jesus said in Matthew 10:29, are not two sparrows sold for just a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your heavenly Father's knowledge. And in Psalm 139, verse 2, the psalmist wrote, you know when I sit and when I rise. You discern my going out and my lying down. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. God knows where we are at all times. Now, that can be a wonderful source of comfort. I was following a car recently, and on the rear bumper, there was a sticker that said, this car is monitored by GPS. And I thought, yeah, that's to tell anybody that wants to steal it, I guess, that this is being watched. That would be a comforting thought, especially some of the places that we have to park. But it's a source of comfort to know that God knows where we are at all times. In Job 23, verse 10, Job said, He knows the way that I take. And when He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. In Psalm 139, verses 9 and 10, if I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And so the hymn writer put it this way. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace, we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. That's a source of great comfort. God knows when you're going through a tough time. God knows when you feel like giving up. God knows when you say, I can't take anymore. He knows. He knows where you are. He knows where you are psychologically and spiritually, as well as physically. And he says, I will come to you. I will be with you. When you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. When you pass through the river, it will not flood you. I will be with you. It's a great source of comfort. But it is also a source of condemnation. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. Psalm 139:11, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. We tend to think that we can get away with things. We tend to think that God doesn't know what we do. But God knows where you are all the time. And when you do things that you think are hidden because it's dark, God sees it. He is everywhere at all times. The third lesson that I learned from a GPS was, it sees the dangers and warns you, and so does God. When you have the map on in your GPS, you can see cross streets, you can see curves, you can see a river flowing right along beside the road. And all these potential dangers are pointed out to you. In fact, some of the newer GPSs that come already in the car have the capacity to warn you there is an accident on this highway in 0.3 miles. Slow down. Take it easy. Be alert. God also warns us on our journey through life. In Joshua 23:6, it says, be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. But if you turn away, there will be snares and traps for you, whips on your backs, and thorns in your eyes. Proverbs 2:13 says, wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men who leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways. We're all tempted to go our own way. God said that in the book of Isaiah. We've all taken our own way. We've left God and we've left the path that he has laid out for us. A few months ago, I was traveling just a little bit north of Almaty. I was looking for the house of a friend. I knew the street address. I came to a fork in the road, and I looked, and I said, I think I've been here before. in the Murgatroyd, that's what I call her, Murgatroyd said to me, take the left fork. And I said, no, I think it's the right. I'm going to go, I think I know better than she does. Well, I took the right. She said, I said left, stupid. And I had to go around in circles and get back, and it was getting later at night, and it was just a mess. And I could have avoided it so easily by just listening to that voice. God warns us about dangers in life. One of my friends who writes contemporary songs, Christian songs, has written a song that I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but it's a song, I would like to give you the words because I think it's so appropriate. In the dark of night, when the neon lights paint the city in their glow, from the shadows, players step on stage for the nightly horror show. All the lines are lies, every actor dies, pain and sorrow's all they know. But the opening line is, you'll love it fine, where the devil's flowers grow. The foolish and the desperate run from things they leave behind. They chase the neon rainbows and ignore the warning sign. But if they heed this warning and think before they go, they'll never take the troubled path where the devil's flowers grow. Where the devil's flowers bloom at night, their fragrance fills the air. They cast a spell that beckons them and leads into despair. So take this victim's warning. Don't seek your pleasure there. For when you fall, you lose it all. And the devil doesn't care. Empty smiles on haunted faces charm the victims with their lie. There's no pity in the shadows for the people passing by. So many people broken by a life that none can know unless they take the troubled path where the devil's flowers grow. Where the devil's flowers bloom at night, their fragrance fills the air. They cast a spell that beckons them and leads into despair. So take this victim's warning. Don't seek your pleasures there. For when you fall, you lose it all. And the devil doesn't care. Don't follow in my footsteps. Think hard before you go. Don't take that neon-lighted path where the devil's flowers grow. The GPS warns us, and God warns us. And yet, how many of us choose foolishly to take our own way, not to listen to God, not to listen to His word, but we step to the right, we step to the left, when God's word says, don't ever do that. Always walk on the path that I have laid out. When we do, God will guide us. Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Oh, friends, we could avoid so much pain, so much difficulty, if we would just choose to walk in God's way. Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 10:23, I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for a man to direct his own steps.